From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, I'm Ken Richards in London. In today's program, Trinidadian police question people on an alleged plan to kill publisher Ken Gordon. And in Montserrat, nurses ask for redundancy pay.
And I'm Carol Orr at the Heads of Government Summit in Montego Bay, where Lomé is very much on the regional agenda. You're listening to BBC Caribbean Report. Grenada's Prime Minister, who visited Cuba in April, has repeated his invitation to Fidel Castro to attend the next CARICOM summit. I asked Prime Minister Mitchell if CARICOM had a clear vision of relations with Havana.
The government of Cuba and its people clearly understand what we are dealing with and how we have to deal with it. And I think there is an absolute commitment on the part of every single Caribbean leader and region in general to deal with this forthrightly. So I don't think the Cuban people are mystified at all about what is happening. I think they clearly understand, and the fact that you see many Caribbean leaders are now heading to Cuba on official visit is a clear indication that there is a total commitment to involve Cuba at all levels of CARICOM activities.
With no sense of the impact that might follow from the United States?
Well, it would be difficult to see how any country would want to react negatively against this. They may have their views and may not be absolutely comfortable, but it's difficult.